Welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast, and happy Wednesday to you. My name is Sean Coleman. I will be flying solo today. Regular co-host Mark King was not able to join us, but we thank you for joining us, our loyal listeners. It is Wednesday, July 1st, and folks, it is finally here. Hopefully, it's finally here. We have entered a month. Obviously, it's 2020. You never know what to expect, but we've entered a month in which supposedly, hopefully, we finally are going to get back to sports and the sports world. Obviously, that's only if, in my opinion, that's only if, you know, it makes sense, you know, with all the stuff going on, especially with, you know, the ever-changing world of COVID-19. Hopefully, things can get to the point to where we can, you know, get back to enjoying sports. Our athletes can be safe. Safety should be obviously the primary concern, but we are here, so we are ramping up, getting ready to go for that. We're still going to have some topics, including in today's episode, where we'll talk about different things, around the basketball world, looking back at some different stuff in Grizzlies history. But, you know, I just wanted to thank you again for sticking with us through this unprecedented time, but hopefully things will get back gearing up soon with games getting going and the season resuming. My name again is Sean Coleman. You can find me on Twitter at StatsSAC. You can find the show at Locked On Grizz, and you can find Mark King at King_producer. And of course, as I stated, we're very excited. We always are excited to talk about the Grizzlies, and we thank you, you know, our loyal listeners. But for those of you who may tune in, you know, once or twice every now and then, we also want to, you know, direct our attention to you. You know, why should you listen to Locked On Grizzlies? Well, the reason why is because we do this because we enjoy talking about the Grizzlies. Mark has an extensive history. He has been in the sports media business directly and indirectly for over a decade now. He knows, you know, a lot of the inner workings of the Grizzlies. He knows a lot of folks who cover the Grizzlies around town. I myself, I follow the Grizzlies, you know, for nearly 20 years now. You know, Mark can offer a lot of perspectives about, you know, he has talked with the players. He knows a lot of the media members, you know, has extensive knowledge of the Grizzlies. I kind of look at things from an analytical mindset, break stuff down. We both offer different perspectives. But a big reason why, you know, we feel that we are, you know, a great source of Grizzlies content is because of our passion. Both Mark and myself, we're not only fans, but we enjoy doing this. We enjoy being able to cover the Grizzlies and, you know, give you as much access and as much perspectives for any topic, you know, concerning the Grizzlies that we can. But at the end of the day, it's our passion for the team, you know, that makes us enjoy doing this and enjoy, you know, giving y'all as much Grizzlies content as possible. Obviously, the other thing about it is that, you know, you can access, you know, us through whatever platform you use for the podcast, you know, Apple, Stitcher, whatever it may be. But we just thank you very much for your continued support, and also want to make sure that, you know, as always, you know, we're not only going to, you know, give our content, but we're also going to provide content from, you know, a variety of different voices and perspectives from around the city that cover the Grizzlies, and also, you know, national perspectives. You know, the Grizzlies are a team that are on the rise, and they're hopefully going to continue to gain more, you know, national attention and adoration, and so we certainly want to provide those perspectives as well. For today's episode, you know, as I stated, you know, we will be getting back into things as the games get going, but, you know, to wrap up kind of our reflection as far as the Grizzlies draft history, you know, the month of June typically is, you know, the time of the NBA season, so it's a wonderful time for me. I'm a huge draft fan in general. You know, in a two-month period between the end of April and end of June, you've got the baseball draft, the basketball draft, and the NFL draft. So I always love draft season. But in wrapping up our whole draft reflection series, in today's episode, I'm going to look at the five best draft hauls in Grizzlies history. When you look at all basically 20 draft nights that the Grizzlies have had so far in Memphis, what have been the best draft hauls that they've experienced? And we're going to, you know, look at that. So starting off with number five, basically it happened back in 2006, and what had occurred was that the Grizzlies were coming off their third straight playoff series. They were coming off their third straight season in which they had made the playoffs. Unfortunately, those three seasons simply contained a trip to the first round of the playoffs. And the Grizzlies, you know, unfortunately also, they had set the record for the most consecutive playoff losses. Three straight years of going to the playoffs, but unfortunately they got swept all 3 years in a row. Well, at that time, the Grizzlies were coming into a bit of a transition period. They were looking at the roster that they had, and some decisions were needing to be made. Well, one of the big decisions that occurred was that they decided that one of their more notable players, the player that they had drafted with their first draft pick in Memphis, Shane Battier. The determination was that the time had come to where trading him made the most sense. And so what they did was that they did trade him. They traded him to the Houston Rockets. And in return, the Grizzlies gained not only Stromile Swift, who the Grizzlies had previously drafted, and the Grizzlies had eventually had gone away from Memphis. They got him in return, but they also got the rights to Rudy Gay. And so in the 2006 draft, Rudy Gay was the 8th overall pick, but the Grizzlies were able to get him based off of a trade of Shane Battier. And so when they traded Shane Battier to the Rockets, they acquired the rights to Rudy Gay and also to Stromile Swift, obviously. But beyond Gay, they also used their draft pick to get the actual first-round pick that they had that year, to get Kyle Lowry. So in the same first round, the Grizzlies were able to gain Rudy Gay and Kyle Lowry. So it was a very lucrative draft in terms of name power. But the unfortunate thing is that though they got Rudy Gay and they got Kyle Lowry, the Kyle Lowry then is not the Kyle Lowry that you know now. Kyle Lowry was someone who through his first three seasons, and he eventually got traded to the Rockets after that, Kyle Lowry was in and of himself at the time with the Grizzlies, someone that struggled. You know, if you would have watched him with the Grizzlies at the first of his career, you would have never known that he would have turned into the player, that he is today. He was a very talented player, and kudos to him for the career that he had. It's just it did not work in Memphis to start off his career. But a big reason why number five on our list is the 2006 draft haul is certainly Rudy Gay. Listen, Rudy Gay may have never been, someone that he may have never lived up to the expectations of being, an all-star level player that many had for him in Memphis. And obviously he had a less than ideal exit, during the start of the grit and grind era, some different stuff going on with Lionel Hollins. It just didn't work. But that doesn't take away from the importance that Rudy Gay was as a player. He was a player whose offensive production was at a level that very few Grizzlies have been. I mean, Gay is the only player in Grizzlies history who had five consecutive seasons, or who had five seasons under his belt of scoring 18 or more points. He also is, along with Mike Conley, the only Grizzlies player to ever shoot 400 or more threes and score 8,000 or more points. In other words, there have been very few players in Grizzlies history who have offered the offensive production that Rudy Gay has. And as most people know, for an extensive period of their history here in Memphis, the Grizzlies have struggled offensively. Well, Gay was one of our shining lights, I guess you could say, in terms of being an offensive producer. So the thing about it is that, that night was not, just something that, offered a great player that, was a part of a peak of Grizzlies history, but it did offer a very important player in the history of the Grizzlies, and, it also offered another name. The Grizzlies could identify talent, with drafting Kyle Lowry. It may not worked out for them then, but in the end, they did wind up picking a player who, potentially could be a Hall of Famer one day. So number five on our list certainly is the 2006 draft in which we landed both Rudy Gay and Kyle Lowry. Before we move on to number four on our list, we do want to remind you that there are You know, we're having a conversation about the Grizzlies draft history, but there are much more important conversations to have in the world right now. And specifically this, the Locked On Podcast Network stands against racism and social injustice. That's why we, the hosts, are making personal donations to local and national organizations that are fighting for change. And in the month of June, Locked On is matching the total of all host donations up to an additional $10,000. To make your own donation along with us, please visit LockedOnPodcast.com/Black Lives Matter. And the thing that I'll add to that is this, it's very important to have these conversations because that's what's going to make the difference. When it comes to social injustice, when it comes to racism now, we've got to eliminate those things from our world. And the world knows that now, but we're also to the point where we don't have a choice. Change has to occur, so any support that you can offer would be much appreciated. Before we move to number four on our list of the best draft night hauls in Grizzlies history, we'll be right back with you here on Locked On Grizzlies podcast. One thing I could definitely tell you about this time in our world, a new normal, if you would, is that it seems like that there is more time on my hands than has been. And if you're like me, I'm someone who always likes to learn new things. And I'll tell you a source that really has helped me out in that area. That's Blinkist. Blinkist is a great source. What it is what it does is it looks at thousands of works of nonfiction, and it takes 15 minutes of the high points from all those works and puts it into opportunities for you to read or listen to learn about new subjects. The great thing about it is that it seems like that for a lot of folks that I know, they want to learn new things, but it's just hard for them to find the time to do it. Well, this is a way for you to do it. You're able to go in, put in a subject, listen to what you need to listen to, and then learn about the subject and be able to apply it to where you want to apply it. To me, it's made me a better professional. It's made my personal life better. It just allows for me to have a one-stop source to where I can learn about many things that I've always wanted to know about. And the great thing about it is that for now, you can actually go to Blinkist.com/NBA. Number one, you'll get 7 days free, but you'll also get 25% off your first subscription. And I can tell you this, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be something that you'll make a part of your regular routine. But again, if you go to Blinkist.com, B-L-I-N-K, IST/NBA, you'll get your first 7 days free plus 25% off your subscription. You won't regret it. Please visit Blinkist.com today. Welcome back to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. And so we were talking about the best draft night hauls in Grizzlies history. And number five was the 2006 draft night haul in which the Grizzlies got both Kyle Lowry and Rudy Gay. Well, number four on the list is the 2018 draft. Now, the thing about the 2018 draft is that it was a pretty pivotal time for the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies were coming off their seventh straight playoff run, but the issue was that there was also a lot of turmoil. Beginning the 2017-2018 season, despite having a great start, the Grizzlies lost, I believe it was 8 in a row. David Fizdale was out as coach, and then from there, you know, the wheels, the proverbial wheels fell off. The Grizzlies finally had, you know, with the Mike Conley injury and other things that certainly were not going in their favor, you know, the truth, you know, was right there for the Grizzlies to face. A rebuild was clearly in place. So the second half of the season, the beginning of 2018, it was a pretty rough patch. The Grizzlies were losing at a rate that they had not lost in, you know, nearly a decade. You know, but the silver lining of all this was that the Grizzlies also, despite just years and years of missing on draft picks, there was excitement because the Grizzlies were lining up to have a very good shot at landing a true difference maker for the future of their franchise in a 2018 draft that had a lot of depth at the top of it. You know, DeAndre Ayton, Luka Doncic, Marvin Bagley, Trae Young, Jaren Jackson Jr., you know, a host of names there. Well, the Grizzlies come to the draft lottery night in 2018. Now, remember, I was at a local establishment, Neil's. I was there not for the draft lottery, but I was there for the draft. And I remember the draft lottery that year, and I was watching that at home, and just the excitement that was there, you know, to where the Grizzlies were hoping like crazy they could land number one or number two and either get Ayton or Doncic. Doncic was the clear prize, the clear focus of the Grizzlies, I feel, for most people. Well, the Grizzlies, unfortunately, at the time of the draft lottery, landed the fourth overall pick. There was a bit of disappointment. There was still speculation, though, that Doncic could fall to us. Well, eventually his draft night came. It came to the Hawks pick. The rest is history. The Trae Young Doncic trade, we were right there in the middle. I told a few friends I'd hoped that we would pick Trae Young just to blow every, you know, just to blow other teams' expectations out of proportions. But in the end, what happened was that the Grizzlies took Jaren Jackson Jr. And so the reason why this is number four on our list was straightforward because of Jaren Jackson Jr. I have stated on many occasions that I feel that Jaren Jackson Jr. may be the most naturally talented player that the Grizzlies had drafted. Now, that may change now with Ja Morant being in the fold, but at the time, Jaren Jackson Jr. was an exciting pick. May have been a little mixed because he wasn't as well-known of a name as like a Doncic or an Ayton, and there had been a little bit of, you know, speculation that he may have not wanted to come to Memphis. But at the end of the day, the Grizzlies were smart. And you'll notice in talking about the rest of these nights that the Grizzlies actually being competent and patient and going with common sense actually winds up doing them quite good. But, you know, of course, over the past 2 years, Jackson Jr. has proven to be very valuable. He's shown plenty of two-way potential. He has, in some ways, done more than we expected with his three-point shooting and his ability to get to the basket, among other things. Some other things are taking a little while to develop, you know, such as his ability on defense and also his fouls and rebounds. But at the end of the day, it's clearly this. Jackson Jr. is a true two-way difference maker, someone who has the potential to be an all-star, and that is a very rare find in the history of the Grizzlies. But it's not just Jackson Jr. that worked out from the 2018 draft. It's also the fact that, yes, we picked Javon Carter, but Carter was eventually used in a trade, you know, in the summer of 2019 to get the Anthony Melton and Josh Jackson. Melton was in the 2018 draft as well, and of course now he's viewed as potentially being a long-term piece for the Grizzlies as well. So that's the thing about the 2018 draft. Coming in at number four on this list is, simply put, you have Jaren Jackson Jr., a true franchise cornerstone and building block for this current core of the Grizzlies that may have more potential than any past Grizzlies team, and then De'Anthony Melton as well, though he wasn't directly drafted, you know, a pick that we made from the 18 draft got him. You know, it's just, it was a great draft night that the Grizzlies built on that helped put together, you know, a very exciting current core. Now, number three on the list is the one part of this list that contains just one player. But in my opinion, it's the best draft pick the Memphis Grizzlies has ever made. Not a draft night trade, but draft pick. And that's the 2007 draft pick in which we took Mike Conley. Now, Conley himself, I recently did the five best draft night decisions over at Grizzly Bear Blues. There's a difference between that list and this list. That was talking about draft picks and draft decisions. This is talking about draft nights as a whole. But this Conley pick, even though it was the singular pick in 2007, it still, for obvious reasons, will make this list. And it's number three because Mike Conley simply is one of the top five Grizzlies of all time. He was a difference-making point guard, a guy that Memphis embraced despite struggling to start his career, who through hard work and determination and just, you know, doing things the right way, became a very good basketball player and made a wonderful career for himself. He was a huge reason as to why the grit grind era happened and how extensive that was. You know, obviously we know of his importance because, you know, the 1 year, the 2014-15 season in which many feel we could have made it past the Warriors, we saw how important he was when he unfortunately suffered the injury against the Trailblazers. But that's the big thing about Conley is that, you know, yes, you know how he plays, but you never truly realize how important he is until you don't have him. And that's the true measure of a very good player. So the 2007 draft, the other thing about Conley's pick in the 2007 draft is that it was one of the few times in which the Grizzlies, you know, did what was smart. They were competent and they used common sense. The fifth installment on this list was the 2006 draft, the year before 2007. The Grizzlies had just picked another point guard in Kyle Lowry. Well, instead of trying to be creative and doing something that you know, didn't make a lot of sense, in the 2007 draft, Conley was basically the last logical pick before there was a bit of a drop-off. It was a lot like the 19 draft with Morant, in which there was a drop-off after him. But in that 2007 draft, it was Conley, and then it was the rest of the draft pool. And Conley was clearly the last guy on his tier. So the Grizzlies stuck with it, they picked him, and the rest is history. They got one of the best players in franchise history, one of the most beloved players in franchise history, and a guy that truly helped make a difference and established Memphis as and helped establish Memphis as a relevant NBA franchise. Before we get to the second and first installments on this list of the best draft night hauls in Grizzlies history, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with you here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Whether it's during the morning, before or after a workout, or during the afternoon, however you choose to spend your day, we'd like to encourage you to include a Built Bar in your routine, once or twice a day even if you want to, especially if you like doing it during the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Built Bar is a rare treat. It combines both taste and health. Most protein bars have to trade one for the other, but Built Bar combines taste and health to be able to add a healthy snack to your day. If you like listening to podcasts, if you like working out, however it may be, Built Bar is a very versatile way for you to be able to incorporate a tasty treat to be on with your day. And the great thing about it is it's very versatile. There are 16 different flavors of Built Bars. You can go to BuiltBar.com and choose which flavor makes the most sense for you, but you also can actually go over to Built Bar and looked at different powdered drinks, that there are different powders that you can put in your drink. So there's multiple ways to be able to enjoy Built Bar. I know for me personally, mine is the peanut butter. And for right now, you can actually go and you can use the promo code Locked On and get $10 off your first order. The great thing about it, I can tell you, I strongly feel this, is that it won't be your last. If you enjoy your first order of Built Bar, I think you'll make it a part of your daily routine for the long term. But again, if you go to Built Bar right now, put on the code Locked In, you get $10 off your first order. Welcome back to this final segment of this Wednesday edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. And of course, we're continuing our conversation about the best draft night hauls in Memphis Grizzlies history. Number five, we talked about the 2006 draft night in which the Grizzlies landed Rudy Gay and Kyle Lowry. Number four, we talked about the 2018 draft haul in which we got Jaren Jackson Jr., eventually turned Javon Carter into De'Anthony Melton, who was also in the 2018 draft. And at number three, we talked about Mike Conley. Again, Conley was arguably the best draft pick in Grizzlies history, but on this list, when considering all that happened on the draft night, he's number three, obviously, because of how important he has been to this franchise and the heights that he took us to as our starting point guard. So that leads us to the final two. Now, I'll go ahead and just say it straightforward. Either one of these two options, you could easily reverse them. One could be two, two could be one. But in terms of what we know right now, I feel like it's pretty clear as to the order to which they'd be. So coming number two on our list, obviously, is the 2019 draft night. Now, it's very simple. The hope and the desire and the goal is for this to clearly be number one, you know, even 2 years from now. Of course, I'm talking about the night that we all remember when we got Ja Morant and Brandon Clark. You know, the 2018 draft I was talking about, you know, between the lottery and the draft, there was a bit of disappointment because there was a hope. The 2018 season, the hope was to get as good of a draft pick as possible. And while we still went high and we still got a great talent in Jaren Jackson Jr., there was a bit of hope that we could have gotten, you know, like a Luka Doncic. So maybe a little bit of disappointment in that. But the 2019 draft lead up was a bit different. In that season, you know, we were hoping like crazy that we would convey the pick because, of course, the 2014 Jeff Green trade that led our first rounder going to Boston and the conditional stuff that could happen in the 19, 20, or 21 drafts. We were hoping to convey the pick, get rid of all that, and, you know, be done with it to where we could have certainty going forward. Well, the certainty that we gained was not anything anyone could have predicted, but it was so much better than conveying the pick. And that, of course, is when, on the night of the 2019 draft, they were announcing the draft lotteries, and there were the Grizzlies and the final two picks. We landed number two, and, of course, you know, Zion Williamson was there at number one. how wonderful that would have been. It would have been great, but there it didn't feel like a consolation prize. It still was just as awesome to land number two, and of course that led to the draft pick of Ja Morant. Now, Ja Morant, as me and Mark have both stated, there is a very good chance that Ja Morant could wind up being the greatest Grizzlies player ever. The hope is that he will. He has brought the level of attention, the level of play, and the level of just a brand, in terms of a player with a brand at such a young age. The Grizzlies have never seen it. The Grizzlies fans have been yearning for a superstar-type talent to play for the Grizzlies forever. Morant seems like the best bet to be that one day of any player that's ever put on a Grizzlies uniform. And his play has certainly backed that up. I've stated in a few places over at Grizzly Bear Blues, you know, in terms of Morant's points per game, assists per game, and true shooting percentage, he is playing at a level right now that only one of the rookies has played at. That rookie's name was Magic Johnson. The only other player in the NBA to hit those numbers this year are LeBron James. I'm not saying that, you know, Morant's ever going to reach that level of stardom, but it just goes to show how rare of a talent Morant is, and the fact that the Grizzlies were able to, you know, for lack of a better word, luck into him, but we had the common sense to still pick him. It could easily wind up being the best draft pick the Grizzlies have ever made. But the amazing thing about it was that it wasn't just Morant. It was also picking Brandon Clark. Of course, the Grizzlies had got the pick that they used to get Clark from trading Conley a little bit before the 2019 draft. And so the Grizzlies trade Conley. They get the Utah Jazz's number 23 pick overall. And then there right there is Brandon Clark, a guy that many thought could be a steal of the draft, but for some reason kept falling. The Grizzlies traded up from 23 to 21. They wound up getting Clark, and they wound up landing one of the most efficient rookies in NBA history, a guy who very easily is going to finish top five in the Rookie of the Year, you know, voting, you know, after Morant wins Rookie of the Year. So, in time, this very easily could be the best draft night haul in Grizzlies history. It's just going to take time to tell that. But for right now, it finishes number two on our list because these two players, this is, if the Grizzlies can continue to build on this rebuild and can eventually get to the point to where they're a clear and true title contender, which we all have hope they can get to, I feel the 2019 draft night is going to be looked at as really the launching point that allowed for us to get there, and that, of course, was the picks of Ja Morant and Brandon Clark. So why is that, with all the potential that it has and with all the positivity that came from it, with such importance, you know, being put on that 2019 draft night, why did that come into number two on our list? Well, because number one on our list is the Grizzlies' first ever draft night in Memphis, and that was the 2001 draft. And the reason why that ranks number one is because of what we know and who we got in that draft and the time in which it happened. So, in that 2001 draft, as I've kind of explained, the Grizzlies were moving from Vancouver to Memphis. Sharif Abdur-Rahim was our best player. When moving from Vancouver to Memphis, Abdur-Rahim made it clear he did not want to play for the Grizzlies, even though he had signed an extension. So the Grizzlies granted his wish, and they traded him to the Atlanta Hawks, his hometown. Well, so now the Grizzlies are moving to Memphis. They not only are going through the process of relocating, but now they do not have really any notable players on their roster. Yeah, they have a few players that, you know, are known around the NBA, but no one that could, you know, ever be mistaken for a star. Well, in trading Abdur-Rahim to the Hawks, the Grizzlies did gain the Hawks' first-round draft pick in the 2001 draft, and they wound up taking Pau Gasol. Now, the rest is history with that, obviously. Pau Gasol, in my opinion, is the greatest talent up to this point to have ever played for the Grizzlies. I mean, he has the most valuable season in terms of the most valuable statistical season in Grizzlies history, the 05-06 season. He also has proven to play at a level statistically that no other Grizzlies player has played. But beyond his play is just the significance of his talent, the significance of his presence in Memphis. Number one, it was an anchor point. We had just lost a franchise player. We got one right back in Gasol. He not only showed that a marquee talent could come to Memphis, perform, and have success, but he also was an international acquisition, arguably one of the best ever. And the fact that he came to one of the smaller markets in Memphis as it was starting and had the success that he did, that is what established the foundation for Memphis to build on to where it is now. Gasol's efforts showed that not only could a player be successful, but a sustainable winner could also be achieved in Memphis. So there were just so many important and positive things that came from the pick of Gasol besides just who he was as a talent. So that's why this is number one on our list. The draft night that's number one on our list is the 2001 draft, because in my opinion, the Grizzlies have not gained a more important person in the history of all of their drafts than Pau Gasol, in terms of his talent, in terms of what he meant as an acquisition, and what he meant to, you know, the city of Memphis in terms of, you know, helping to establish a sustainable winner. But it didn't stop at Gasol. Losing Abdur Rahim, the Grizzlies were looking for a notable name, and at the time, especially being an international acquisition, Gasol probably was at that. A lot of people in Memphis especially probably didn't know who Gasol was. A name they did know, though, was our number 6th overall pick in that draft, Shane Battier. Now, Shane Battier never became an all-star. He never was considered a star. But he was a well-known name. He was one of the most decorated college players in recent history coming out of Duke that year. He came to Memphis. He embraced the opportunity here. And he also contributed in a big way to establishing a sustainable winner here. And in time, despite his contributions towards our playoff runs and things like that, he eventually was traded to the Rockets, and that landed us Rudy Gay. So you also have to look at that 2001 draft for how did it impact the franchise long term. Well, not only did we get Battier and Gasol for, I believe, 5 years for Battier and 7 for Gasol, but Battier led to trading for Rudy Gay, which landed us another starting small forward for 5 or 6 more years. Pau Gasol, in trading to the Lakers, wound up getting a Smart Gasol, who, to me, was the most valuable Grizzly of the grit and grind era. So from that 2001 draft, not only did we get two players who played an integral part in our first true playoff run, we also directly got from them, by trading them, pieces that helped us on our second and even more impressive playoff run. So that's why number one on this list of the best draft night hauls in Grizzlies history, the 2001 draft stands out. Not only because of the players that we picked then and the importance that they had in our first years here in Memphis with the Grizzlies, but also just how long-term of an impact they made, and just, you know, how awesome of a night it was for the Grizzlies for a franchise that truly needed to get started off on the right foot. They did do that in the 2001 draft. Even as ironic as it seems, with how the Grizzlies have struggled with their drafts, you know, over the past decade plus, they got it right in that 2001 draft, and it wound up paying huge dividends, you know, even a decade, you know, past 2001. So there you have it. Again, the top 5 list of draft night hauls. Number 5 was 2006 with Rudy Gay and Kyle Lowry. Number 4 was the 2018 draft with Jaren Jackson Jr. and eventually getting DeAnthony Melton. 2007 was number 3 by picking Mike Conley. Number 2 was 2019, in which we got Ja Morant and Brandon Clark. And number 1 was the 2001 draft, in which we landed Pau Gasol and Shane Battier. So there you have it. I will be back tomorrow. I will have a special guest who's going to talk with us, you know, about the current crop of young players in the NBA, and just how, you know, the Orlando bubble gives those players a chance to shine. So I'll have a special guest with us for the Thursday edition of our show. Again, we can't thank you enough. My name is Sean Coleman, of course, for Mark King. You can follow us again anywhere that you might find podcasts available. Also, if you are a local business, we're always looking to pair up with local businesses to be able to promote y'all's business, goods, services, whatever it may be. Please reach out to Mark at King_Producer or myself at StatsSAC if you have any interest in that, or our, you know, Twitter handle, Locked On Grizz. Again, for Sean Coleman, thanks so much for joining us on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Have a great Wednesday, and we'll talk to you soon.